Hey guys, welcome back to the Capitalized Podcast. It's been a little while, but back in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Super excited. I've been meaning to have this person on for a while, but it's just our schedules have been a little up and down. So today I have Edward Ware on the podcast with me. I've known him for a few years now. We met through mutual friends. Coach T, was also on the podcast a couple years ago. He is the one that introduced us because he used to be on TMP, which is a 7-on-7 team out here in Sacramento. And now, after playing football, going to college, doing your thing there, you're making music.
Yep.
So what do you go by as an artist? What's your...
My artist name is EK. You know, my first name's Edward, middle name Khalil. So I just took the first letters, ran with EK.
Yeah, I like it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so what got you into music? Were you always doing music, like back in high school when you were playing football too, or?
So even as a kid, maybe, I want to say middle school, I would always freestyle. I try to write down a couple little lines here and there. But for the most part, I always freestyle. So I think after college, I started taking it a little bit more serious. I noticed people related in a lot of different ways to what I was talking about. So, yeah.
So...
About a year into it.
What'd you study in school, though? Did you know that you wanted to do music when you were in college or when you were in school? What were you thinking that you were going to do right after graduating?
After graduating, you know, like everybody, I wasn't too sure. You know, I had my major, but, you know, it was communications. I also studied in criminal justice. Got my bachelor's in criminal justice, but I wasn't too sure if, you know, that was the path I wanted to go down. And music came natural. I used to play the ukulele, you know what I mean? I tried playing the guitar, a lot of strings.
Yeah.
I don't think I had enough time for that, but yeah. I've always had an ear for music. Also can dance, so.
Like what kind of dancing, like tap dance?
Nah, like, you know, pop locking, I could probably moonwalk. I tried a few times.
Did you succeed?
I succeeded, yeah. Okay. So I think, but I showed that I could dance before I showed that I could rap.
Okay.
So middle school, high school, you know, I would do the talent shows. Mm-hmm. In college, I danced for this Make-A-Wish Foundation. So, yeah, I always danced, but I think music's a different lane in creativity that I have. I think as of recently, I'm starting to embrace it a little bit more.
When did you know that you were good?
In music?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
When do you feel like you knew you were good?
I don't know if it was the feeling of, like, being good or if it was just, like, people can relate. You know, I think even when I used to freestyle, I would see everybody else's reaction. It was kind of like, dang, like, bro, you're pretty good at that. So I kind of always knew I was probably... you know, better than average when it came to freestyling, but when it came to, you know, putting all my ideas down on paper or and recording it, you know, I think majority of people who would listen to it would say, like, hey, this is pretty good. So I just kept running with it.
Yeah, I like that. And where do you feel like most of your inspiration comes from, your lyrics? Because I feel like you're very lyrical in it. You know what I mean? Like, people understand what you're saying. It's very smooth. Where do you... like, do you write it all down or do you only freestyle?
Sometimes it depends on...
One of the songs that you have,
right?
Which one did you write it off, like write it down?
Okay.
Or which one did you freestyle, majority?
So Spiritual Conversations, I wrote that lyric by lyric on a long flight back home one day, right after my grandma passed. So I think I get a lot of inspiration from... my emotions and things I observe. You know, I have other artists that I pay attention to who create music based upon their environment. I think that's probably where I get a lot of my inspiration. I think freestyling, there's not a lot of songs that I freestyled. I think Let It Breathe I freestyled. So that was probably the one song on the album. But other than that, I mostly wrote a lot of my music.
Okay.
So.
I like that. I feel like it's really hard for just men in general to share how they feel, like in the things that they go through. But when you put it down in music, I feel like a lot of people can relate.
Yep.
Would you agree?
I agree to that.
Like your emotional outside of your music? Like, you usually say how you feel, or do you tend to keep it in?
That's the thing. I think music created that lane for me. You know, I don't think I always speak upon my emotions. I think sometimes I'm a little closed off, but, you know, music feels more like a safe place to do it, so, yeah.
Is there anything in your lyrics that you feel like isn't true? Do you ever rap about things that aren't really 100% true? I'm just curious, because I know there's people that will rap about things that really, maybe they're just speaking into existence, like that's what they want, and they're already kind of claiming that they have it, but there's some people that...
Oh, to claim, don't. Yeah. No, I think for the most part, all of my music is based upon something I experienced or a moment. So... And I don't really create any music that isn't, like, relevant to the way I'm living. I think each song I could go by, lyric and lyric, and tell you, like, exactly where I was or what I was thinking or why am I talking about it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. So when you started creating music, do you feel like you had a pretty good response? You've been doing it for a couple years now, right?
I think on all platforms, I've been doing it for a year solid. Okay. And yeah, I mean, to be doing it for a year, I had my first show. I think about 60 to 70 people showed up. And
how'd you feel about that? What were you expecting, 60 to 70? Were you expecting less, more?
I mean, due to COVID, you know, I wasn't expecting many people to be there, honestly. Some people traveled 2 hours.
When was your show?
When was that show?
Like right in the middle of the pandemic, like 2020, or?
I want to say... It had to be like 3 months ago.
Okay.
No longer than 3 months ago, yeah.
Was that when I invited you to the boat party?
Yep.
Was that the show?
It was that show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we did the City Sound Studios. They hosted a show there. So, yeah, it was about 60, 70 people showed up. On stage, I could see the reaction from other people. They knew all the lyrics. So, you know, I know some people were tuned in for real, for real.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that gave me a lot of confidence. There was a moment where I felt a little overwhelmed because I'm like, okay, I know people are listening, so I got to be careful of what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And making sure my intentions are pure. Before, I was just creating music. You know what I mean? But now it's like, once you start getting a response from people, it's like, okay, let me be even more clear, more direct about what it is I want to talk about.
Yeah. So, yeah. So what are the things that you like to talk about?
Well, that's a big question.
Because I feel like if you set that intention, what kind of people do you feel like you're attracting? Like, what type of listeners listen to your music as well as maybe a more established artist that's been in the industry for a while?
Okay. I would use the term like a trailblazer, right? Mm-hmm. So it's somebody who set on a different path and just, you know, everybody got their own lane, but... Some people kind of drift or bite off of other lanes. I think as a trailblazer, you know, I'm set on this path and I'm just keep going. I don't know necessarily where it's going to lead me, but I try to make the music for people who, you know, maybe starting off with a new idea and that isn't always popular and, you know, don't really care the outcome. You know what I mean? Just they set on what they believe in, their values, their morals, and they just run with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is there anyone that you feel like, I wouldn't say you compare yourself to, but that you try to embody or that you try to get inspiration from?
Yeah, so I think a lot of the inspirational rappers or artists, you know, I like Tupac. I like The Game. I like Snoop. I like Nipsey. So, yeah, I think those artists.
You like J. Cole?
I like J. Cole a lot. That was probably my first... big artist. Also, the only artist I've seen perform live so far was J. Cole.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you have that, like, very calm but a great flow type of style that I like to listen to because it's chill, you know what I mean? And, like, I feel like a lot of people can relate. But I like the fact that you say that you would attract the trailblazers. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if you're speaking your truth and you're constantly coming in with the right intention to speak about what you've been through and the things that you want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people are going to resonate with that. As long as you're being true to yourself and your music, you know what I mean? You're going to attract the right people, just like anything in life, right?
Right.
Friends, people, everything. So, I like that. Did you feel like you had a lot of support from your family when you first started doing music instead of going straight into, like, a career out of college?
Oh, yeah. I think my family pushed me to be more creative. Because, like I said, I used to dance, and a lot of people know me for that. Outside of sports, I would dance. But I also had an interest in music. I've always had an interest in music. And they always wanted to kind of push me towards that a little bit more. I think I just never really gave it the time of day until I realized, like, you know, that is something I'm good at. So.
Yeah. And you feel like, do you want music to really be your, that's like the goal. Like, you just want to do that full time, all day, every day, in the industry.
The vision is to have a studio. And, you know, eventually just be in creative mode all day, you know, go outside for inspiration, come back, talk about it. You know, I make music as well for myself. It's therapeutic and a way to be able to express. So I think this is probably the safest lane for somebody who isn't really big on expressing herself to other people openly. I think this is probably the best platform for that, for me anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that because I'm very similar. I don't like to really talk about, I don't mind saying how I feel and talking about those things, but whenever I'm going through something or, like, I'm having an issue or I'm kind of, like, battling my own demons, I can't sing for shit. I definitely can't rap. But what I do is I'll, like, I have a whole folder in my Google Docs where if I'm going through something, I will literally put the date of, like, what happened, explain it, ask myself why it happened, who was involved, like, why am I acting like this, and then, like, steps on how to overcome it, and that's always helped me, like, always. And then even if I can't talk about it in that moment with a friend or if I don't feel like venting to anyone, I know that if I write that down and I feel like I'm taking steps to better myself and grow from that, then I feel more comfortable talking about what I've been through a few months later. You know what I mean? Like, when I feel like I'm making that progress, once I feel like I've made the progress, I have no problem talking about it. But when I'm going through it, you know, it's like, you don't really want to talk to people about it, you know? And I'm not the type to vent to people. I don't like venting. I don't feel like I get anything from it. But when I'm in my docs, like, just talking to myself, it's super helpful. So I feel like everyone, you're right, everyone has a way of, like, kind of conveying their emotion, whether it be through physical action, verbal, you know, like, internal. It all depends on the person, but I feel like it's important for everyone to have that kind of outlet.
Oh yeah. And I remember too, just to go back on that, in middle school I was having trouble, you know, they was kicking me out. I was in detention, I'm getting suspended back to back to back, but I had one PE teacher. He was like, look, you know what I mean, I could tell that you don't really want to express yourself, and this is how you're doing it. So he's like, grab a piece of paper, write down how you feel, you know what I mean, and go over it so you can see it. And I'm like, okay. And I remember doing that, and I got bored. I was in detention, obviously, and I started doing poetry. And I think that's where the music started. But yeah,
so you still talk to your PE teacher?
Nah,
I haven't
seen, bro, I forget his name too, but
damn.
I haven't seen him, so. But yeah, that was a helpful tip. I think it created a lane to be creative, so.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. I had a, I was getting in trouble too, but it was like 8th grade through freshman year. It was back to back, like, suspended, detention, like, family life was really bad. So, I remember I was going to get into a sport that I used to play in middle school, volleyball. I was going to get into volleyball again. And me and my best friend, we ended up going to the open gym. Right before volleyball, there was basketball. We were just shooting around being dumb. Honestly, I'm pretty sure we were high, like, with dead ass. And, this coach came up to me and he was like, let me help you with your shot. And then from there, he just took me under his wing, and I ended up playing basketball in high school instead of volleyball. But he was the number one reason why I stopped getting into trouble. I started having a better family life. I started kind of figuring out what I wanted, who I wanted to be. As I was a sophomore at that time after I finally met him. But, like, sophomore year, I was so sure, like, I knew that I wanted more, and I just knew that I was meant for more. It just was a matter of somebody coming in and kind of believing in me in that sense, whether it was with basketball or anything else, you know? So I feel like those influences are super important. Do you feel like, obviously besides your PE teacher, you know, helping you out with the writing things down, do you feel like you had a really big influencer or supporter in your life that is
I've been blessed with a lot of mentors in my life who's helped me at different stages and still continue to help me, but we would have to list a lot of people.
Yeah, that's great.
So I think for the most part, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know what I mean? As an influencer myself, it's like you want to be able to say something that connects with somebody. And it doesn't matter when, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's if it worked and how much of an impact did it have. So for both of us, it took somebody else older to be like, look, this is the way to, you know, maybe control your emotions or understand them. So, yeah.
So you've clearly had a lot of good people in your life. Do you feel like you've had any big roadblocks or haters, I must say, that would, like, maybe when you first started doing music, they were like, bro, what are you doing? You know, I feel like you, looking at you and, like, how many people in your life, you know, like, really care and have shown you love, especially from the conversations that we've had, I feel like it's hard for me to think that anyone would kind of, like, shut you down, but who knows, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't had anybody. I've been blessed with that, I guess. No one has shot the dream down. I think everyone who listens to the music to find something that is meaningful to them. So there's a lot of different songs, too, and different vibes. But I think a lot of people who know me listen to my music and can find and seek truth. So I haven't had anybody to say, like, oh, you know, I don't like that sound. Or I've had a lot of people who gave me helpful tips. So, like, you should, you know, expand more on that idea. Or you should say that differently. But other than that, been pretty good.
That's crazy. Do you feel like you're prepared when people do come, like the critics come, and do you feel like you're ready for that? Because it seems like you've had a pretty nice, fun road with the music.
Thus far,
it's
yeah.
hard for me to think that.
You know, music means a lot to me. And like I said, in different aspects, I am emotional. So, you know, if anybody wanted to say anything negative about the music, they would have to find something.
Yeah.
So I think they would have a hard time doing that, but at least I hope.
Yeah. What do you think about labels? Like, would you want to be signed to a label, or are you looking to stay independent?
I'm looking to stay independent as of right now. I got a team that, you know, I created who have different connections within the music industry. So, you know, the goal is to utilize those as best as I can and stay independent as long as I can. You know, and if a label does come to the table, it would be within terms of the team. It wouldn't just be a me thing. But yeah.
Is there any artist that you really, I mean, I know that you mentioned like Tupac, Snoop, things like that. Do you feel like there's any artists right now that are making music right now that you really like and you kind of are inspired by?
Oh yeah. We mentioned J. Cole. That's probably one of the main artists. A Boogie as well. But there's another Boogie in LA that I like to listen to a lot.
Is he kind of like on the come up or?
No, I think he's coming up for sure. I think he signed to Eminem. I might be wrong on that. He might be signed to Eminem, but Eminem's label. But I really like his music. I gravitate towards the music that paints an image and a positive image. Also, if it's a negative image, you know, it's very detailed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I gravitate towards music that you could paint a picture with.
Yeah. So when you mentioned, obviously, when you started doing music, you had a lot of support and you had a lot of people that were really like encouraging you to take that creative path. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend, like anyone that maybe had a harder path where they're trying to kind of go out of the whole career thing? They don't want a 9-to-5. They don't want to continue to be like working for someone. They want to do their own thing. They want to start their own business. If they don't have that support system, if they're kind of alone in that sense, do you have any suggestions for like getting past that or trying to weed out the noise?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, anything you love is going to take time, but you're going to have to sacrifice a lot of time. So, you know, you can't always be doing what everybody else do. And I think in the beginning, it took me a little bit to realize that, like, dang, okay, if I really want to do music, you know, I might not be able to go out this weekend. I'm going to have to tune in to this. So I think, you know, keeping your life simple, staying away from the distractions as best as you can. You know, it's cool to have fun and free time as well, but you got to give your craft a lot of time. So that's all I would say.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like just kind of shutting out the people that are trying to pull you into all the activities and distractions. I have that issue sometimes, especially when I come to Sacramento. Only because, you know, I grew up here, you grew up here.
Hometown, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you want to see everyone, you want to... I mean, I guess it's different if you live here full-time, you know what I mean? Like, you can see those people anytime.
Yeah.
But when I come, it feels kind of like a vacation.
Yeah, I can relate to that, too. I remember being in college in L.A. and then coming back home. It's like, I'm here for break or the weekend. Like, I'm trying to see as many people as possible.
Yeah.
I more so meant, like, you know, throughout your week.
Yeah.
You know, if you are working a 9-to-5, that's okay. But... oh, there's 24 hours in a day. So you got time to work on your craft as much as you can and as much as you want to. But in order to see progress, you're going to have to work.
Yeah.
So
how are you making new connections with people in the music industry to try to... because obviously they always say it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you have to have like the skill and talent to back it up. But having those connections, putting in that time... how are you connecting with these people? Is it through social media or is it through just mutual friends? How are you doing that?
I think a combination of both, social media and just being at the right place at the right time. Sometimes I have friends in different places, whether that's sports, whether that's business, and, you know, just rubbing elbows. A lot of the times how I make a lot of my connections.
Are you reaching out to people, like, specifically through social media?
Yeah, I haven't reached out to too many. Actually, no, I reach out to people, yeah. I reached out to you as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I reach out to a lot of people.
You do?
So.
Is it usually with the intention to create music with that specific person or trying to maybe get in touch with a contact that they know?
Right. I think because I'm so early into the music right now, there's more people reaching out to me than I am to them.
Really?
As far as creative music, yeah, because I'm still trying to create my lane in a sense of what that means. So, you know, everything potent is what I'm going by right now, meaning it holds the same substance as the Kuda Matata. You know, it means no worries. Everything's good. So I think... for me to reach out to anybody, they would have to be on that same path as far as music. And if they're reaching out to me, 9 times out of 10, they probably heard the music and like the vibe. So, you know, they want to create something along those lines. But
so you're trying to do a lot of features?
I haven't done a lot of features, but my next project, I might have 4.
Oh,
on the
okay.
next project. But
that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then do you have any type of, like, I guess you could say advice for an upcoming artist that's trying to kind of get their foot in the door and what the first step would be?
No, I think the first step is you got to know who you are and what you stand for. And after you figure that out, you know, it's a lot easier to create music that's authentic. You know, at the end of the day, most people... their supporters support them because they know them, and that's the start. But, you know, if I started off making anything that was irrelevant to my daily life, you know, people probably wouldn't pay too much attention to it. So just try to stay, just try to stay authentic to yourself first.
Yeah.
And when you go to create music, just realize people are going to be listening to it, you know, based off what they know about you and what vibrations you give off. So.
And if it's not true, they're going to be like, what?
Yeah, if it's not true, it's going to be hard to listen. Yeah, it's going to be real hard to listen.
Yeah. But, yeah, for sure. And I guess that's where more the hate can come in, or the people that are trying to debunk what the person's saying.
And it's a lot easier, too, to create music that's authentic to you. You know what I mean? Than trying to reach for something that's maybe far-fetched.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And another thing about music is that, you know, it's a lot of the same stories. It's just said differently.
Yeah.
It's cool when you hear an artist and, you know, they got a different story and they're saying it different. You know what I mean? Opposed to someone who may sound just like another artist and is talking about the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So creating your lane is unique. And I think, you know, being unique in anything is probably going to get you a little further. So.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. Mm-hmm. So the connects, the authenticity, and just kind of making sure that you zone out all the people and distractions that are not going to allow you to get where you want to go.
Oh, yeah. And I would also add to hang around people who, one, have your best interests, but also, you know, is kind of on the same path as you. It don't have to be music, but it has to be going for something that they believe in. I think a lot of the time it's going to be hard to stay inspired and creative if the people around you aren't. You know what I mean? So I would also add that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
I know you're going to do great things.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I've just been listening to all your music. I'm like, okay. And I was like, I gotta put one as a caption. I was
So you like knowing what it is?
Yeah, dude, that one's probably one of my favorites. But I have heard Spiritual Conversations, ADHD. Mm-hmm. I have a few that I've downloaded. I was listening to your whole album, but I wasn't able to get through all of it. I mean, I was listening to it this last week, but yeah, I was like, you know what, this shit's fire. And I've heard it. I've heard it before when you first started coming out with music. But I was like, let me really like sit down and listen. You know?
Did you take anything personally from it? Like, okay, I could relate to that or understand.
Well, definitely the one about your grandma.
Okay.
Only because my grandma is the most important person in my life. Or, you know, she was before she passed. She still is, like, to this day, you know? Yeah. So I can definitely agree with that. There's a lot of things, you know? And sometimes it's not the full song. It's just some lines.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I was like, yeah, I can really relate with this. But, yeah, no, I appreciate you and just what you're doing, especially in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. We need more people in Sacramento that are, you know, on the come up, which I feel like Sacramento is really doing a lot right now. There's a lot of people. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we hot right
now. For sure. And there's new artists coming out all the time, and they've got great music, great sound. So I think if we just all come together and really support each other, we can do a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And become a lot more known.
100%.
But, yeah, tell people where they can find you on platforms.
So on all social platforms, you can find me at ek.ware. Whether that's YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Instagram, ek.ware.
Where is W-A-R-E?
Yep.
Okay, ek.ware. All right, and you're looking for features right now, or you're open to connections and that, just DM you?
100%, just DM me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it.